Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
I'm not going to take up a lot of time tonight because I know what we're here for. It is not me. It is your fabulous animals. But tonight we celebrate Francis of Assisi, and so I just want to say a little bit about him. So here's what actually, we have a book called For All the Saints that outlines the saints. And here's what For All the Saints tells us about Francis. That he was a 13th century Italian whose greatest honor was to be known as Il Poverello, the poor little one of Christ. He grew up in a very wealthy family and seemed to have not a care in the world until he was 20 years old, when a chance encounter with a leper left him appalled by his own uselessness. Soon afterward, he heard Jesus speaking to him from a painting of the crucifixion over the altar of a local church, and he threw away his wardrobe and he renounced his father's wealth in order to care for the poor and the crippled. And in 1208, he heard the commission which the risen Lord gave to his apostles, "Go and make all nations my disciples." And he knew that it was also meant for him. And so Francis began to train his followers for the task of making Jesus truly known and loved among the ordinary people of Italy. Out of this movement developed the Order of the Lesser Brethren, commonly called the Franciscans. Francis cared deeply for his new order, but he also grew restless, and it became an established institution in the church. And so he began to distance himself from its day-to-day life and eventually went his own way as he strove to imitate Christ's total obedience to God. 2 years before his death, he was granted a sign which manifested this desire. It said that on one September day in 1224, he had a vision of the crucified borne on the wings of a seraph, and that as this vision withdrew, the wounds of Jesus appeared on Francis's own flesh, scars like nail wounds on his hands and feet, and his right hand a scar like a spear wound. These marks, called the stigmata, remained on Francis's body until his death 2 years later. So that's a little bit about Francis. What it's also said about Francis is that he preached to animals, especially birds. That he actually wasn't that interested in human company. He was more interested in being out on his own in the wilderness and with animals. And tonight I think about the covenant that is expressed in that first reading that we heard from Genesis, the covenant that God makes with all of creation, not just you and I, but all of creation as image bearers of the one who made us. So us humans, the four-legged ones, the two-legged ones, the fish, the birds, the snakes, even the snakes, and the spiders, right? So God's image shows up for us in all kinds of incredible, beautiful ways, and God's covenant is made for all of us, all of creation, because of God's love for all of us in and through each of us. And tonight we give thanks for that love that we share with one another and with our animals, with our pets, with the rest of creation. And, you know, those of us that live with animals, I live with 2 dogs and presently 2 guinea pigs and also a frog. There's kind of a bond we have with them, right? That is not the same as the bond we have with anything or anyone else, right? That is quite amazing and miraculous and life-giving. And so tonight we give thanks for that, for God's love shown to us through them in our lives.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.